Oh, hey, welcome to the Single and Sewing Podcast. I'm your host, once Leah, and I'm glad that you're here. Now, before you go anywhere or try to figure out what's happening, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for each and every episode, oh God, that is released from this platform, oh God. I pray that I decrease and you increase, oh God. I pray, oh God, that episode from this platform, oh God, will be a blessing, oh God, to your people, oh God, to the source, oh God, to the listeners, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you, the people that you've already, oh God, cultivated for this space, oh God, will reach this space, oh God. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, that people will just be blessed and lives will be transformed, oh God. Have your way and take your place, oh God, because I know you're the King of glory, oh God. I know you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that there is no one like you and none can be compared to you, oh God. Thank you. Amen. Now let's get into it. Okay, people, welcome back again to the Single and Sewing Podcast. I'm happy that you are here. Thank you all for just sticking with it. And I hope you're learning, you're growing. There are things that you're, you know, meditating on as you listen to each and every episode. I know the Lord has, you know, placed the Single and Sewing Podcast in a strategic way for the specific audience that he has for this space. So I'm grateful for each and every one of you who download it, who just have it on repeat. And please, I also want to say, if you haven't gotten the opportunity to follow our Instagram page, please go ahead and follow the Single and Sewing Podcast on Instagram as well. So there's a lot of update on there, a lot of information that is shared on that platform during the week as well. So you get to see a lot of virtual stuff because, you know, the podcast is not virtual, it's audio. So I do understand there's that piece too. But if you want to engage, I say our Instagram page and our TikTok. Can you imagine? We're on TikTok. We're trying, okay? But I'm just grateful that each and every one of you decide every week to just listen to the Single and Sewing Podcast. But I also start off just by saying I'm sorry that this episode was supposed to drop on Thursday. And Thursday, the 5th of June, but it didn't drop. So I want to apologize. I want to take accountability for that piece. I'm sorry. Life just happened. I'm not going to lie to you all. There was an episode I wanted to put in place of it, but I had to be very obedient to really record this episode and actually place it there instead of replacing it with something that wasn't instructed to replace it with. Because one of the things we're going to do in the single in this season and on this platform is to obey God, right? Even if we're tired. And if we're tired, we're just going to go ahead and go to sleep and wait for the Lord to, you know, say go. And he did. So honestly, I actually recorded the episode, I think, a little bit, you know, ahead. But then I think I started sleeping along the way as I was recording. And the Lord was like, you need to go to bed. So one of the things we're talking about, if you're following our Instagram page, we're talking about like spiritual maturity. What does that look like? And their words. And this week, I know we started with the word deepen. And that's really deep. We're talking about roots. So I'm just saying, follow the Single and Sewing Podcast on all social media platforms. And also to just, you know, send us a DM. Oh, send us an email. I respond to people's emails. So if you send me an email, I'll respond. If you have questions and you just need a prayer also too, please let me know. I'll pray for you because I know that prayer works, that God moves, that he's always moving, that he's always doing, that he's able because there is no one like him and there's none can be compared to him. That he's the beginning and the end, the agents of days, the light in the darkness. I just want to brag about my God, right? Because we brag about a lot of things, but I want to say God is the beginning and the end, the agents of days, the light in the darkness, the King of kings, the Adonai, the unchanging God, because that is who he is. He is faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. He is that God. He is the King and Lord of the earth. He's the creator. that created me in his own image, in his own likeness. He's the one that sits on his throne, and his name is Adonai. And the angels cry and say, holy, holy are you, God Almighty, as the songwriters say. I am just grateful that I get to do this and that you get to join me every Thursday. But even though this episode be dropping on the Friday morning, but yeah, that you get to join me and we get to soar together. I'm going to tell you, we're soaring. I'm going to do an episode because we're soaring, okay? We're about that life. So I just want to say that and also apologize for the lateness. I am not somebody that like to operate in lateness. So I would also talk about why I'm strictler for time and things like that. But I also want to apologize for this piece. So today there's an episode that we're going to be talking about that I'm so excited about because it hit close to home. It does hit close to home. And it's actually titled Growing in the Spirit, and basically the pathway to spiritual maturity. Baby, yes. Growing in the Spirit and the path with the spiritual maturity, baby. Have I grown in the Spirit and on the path? Have I navigated that pathway to spiritual maturity? And is this something I have to go back to again? Like just, you know, preparing myself, you know, like equipping myself again. Because sometimes when you grow a little bit, you feel like you start getting pompous and things like this. Like, no, just humble yourself before the Lord. Don't disgrace yourself, okay? Humble yourself before the Lord and don't disgrace yourself. Be obedient. Trust me. Obedient will help you a lot. Save you a lot of years. Save you a lot of tears. Save you a lot of tears. Let me tell you that part. Save you a lot of tears, okay? So that's what we're talking about today. And as you all know, let me just give you I have questions. I always come with questions, right? But one of the things I want to start with is like spiritual growth. I want to just remind you that spiritual growth is not a one-time event, because a lot of us think that spiritual growth is a one-time event and then that's it, boom, yes, right? But it's actually not a one-time event. It's actually a lifelong journey. I always tell myself that I'm a lifelong learner. Each and every day I say, Lord, I am a lifelong learner. So I'm grateful because I know spiritual growth, it is not an event. It's not a one-time thing. You don't just have an encounter and then that's it. You're good to go. And then the fruit of the Spirit is living inside of you. No, you're still operating in anger. You're still operating in jealousy. You're still operating in envy. You're still operating anything opposite of the fruit of the Spirit. That's what you're operating in. Okay. So I would say that, but it's actually a lifelong journey. But I want to say this, how do we measure growth when we can actually always see the progress? Like, how do we measure, you know, growth when we don't always see, meaning we come to spiritual growth, how do we measure growth when we don't always see the progress? Because not all the time you're going to see the progress of it. But in today's episode, one of the things I want to highlight is that we're actually going to unpack what it actually means to grow spiritually and how to identify the signs of true spiritual maturity and practical steps to help us deepen, you know, our walk with Christ Jesus. I think that's the foundation. If you think about the Single and Sowing Podcast, it's a space that Christian singles and believers can come to with us. I also say my married friend, because some of my married friend told me, once, Aaliyah, what's about me? I said, girl, it's for you too. I hope you're being blessed by it. But this is the platform for, you know, my single brothers and sisters, single mom, single dad, you know, and people who are just are single as well and desiring marriage and all of that. This is a space to just soar, you know, in the whatever season and space that you're in, just to soar. And words of encouragement that I believe that the Lord is using me as a vessel for his glory to be able to reach you and impact. And also to hopefully you're also, you know, praying for me. I'm pulling, you don't know, you listen to it, it's like an encouragement. It's also pulling like, okay, Lord, thank you for the people that you have cultivated for this platform in this space. So yeah, so I want to say, what are you feeling stuck, right? Stagnant or just unsure of what spiritual growth looks like? I would say this conversation will actually equip you, to be honest, equip you with actually biblical principles, right? Actionable steps for you to keep moving forward in your faith, because I know it's not easy when it comes to spiritual growth. It's something that we all been through a journey. I would say a journey. That's the best thing to say. A journey. Yes, a journey. But before getting to that journey, let's look at research, because I think research is always important when we're having conversation. And I want us to look at, I know you guys are like, once Leah, you're like the Bonner's group study. Yes, they are legit. Okay, they are legit. Actually, I used them when I was writing my my paper for my admissions essay for my master's program in seminary. So trust me. So according to a study done in 2023 by Bonner's group study, it shows that 65% of Christians struggle to discern whether they're actually growing spiritually. Let me say that. This is a 2020 stats, right? According to the Bonner group study, 65% of Christians actually struggle to discern whether they're growing spiritually. They express actually feeling disconnected from the Lord, which is God Almighty, not any other God, the capital G-O-D, God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? They felt disconnected from the Lord. Despite the fact that they were actually attending church regularly. Let me put that, regularly. So I just tell you, there's a difference between walking with God and working with Him. So I would just say that. And then another data that I also want to share is that there was a study also done by LifeWay Research. I got a conference coming up and it's through LifeWay. I can't wait. But anyway, so in 2022, study by LifeWay Research actually found that believers who practice consistent, spiritual disciplines such as prayer, Bible reading, fasting, they actually reported a 42% increase in spiritual clarity and purpose. I say this because I actually took a class this gone spring semester for seminary, right? And we were actually talking about spiritual discipline and like the list of things that our professor wanted us to do. And mine was on the word meaning studying the word and being a student of the word of God. And I just been a student for it to take roots in my heart because the class was called Life and Christian Witness. So it wasn't easy in that class. Trust me. That class, I'm not even going to tell you what grade I got in it, but we bless the Lord that we made it through. Okay. Because every classmate were just like, at this point, I just want this class to be over. But it just shows you the heaviness of the class. It was literally two classes in one. I'm not going to lie to you. Or three in one. Okay. So another scripture that I also want to share is when you think about the Apostle Paul reading this, I do believe the Apostle Paul also reminded us, like in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3, where it said that it talks about that spiritual growth is not just about, just the knowledge, but about transformation and the encouragement of like, moving from, spiritual infancy to maturity, because I think that's where a lot of us get stuck at. I was there for a long time, just like feeling like, oh my God, I'm not even growing like spiritually. Like we know. So when Paul was saying this, it's like, these are people that are supposed to know better because they know better, but then they're acting like they're still drinking milk. They're still trying to drink milk instead of like, hey, like get off that milk. Start eating bone, like taking the meat off the bone and sometimes even cracking it up too. I love bones, but I need to slow down because I don't want it to mess up my teeth. Because, my teeth, I don't know if this is the information I should share, but one of I went to the dentist, and this was in 2022. That was my first encounter with a dentist. They cracked my tooth, okay? So I don't know where I'm at with a dentist. But let me share this. There's a time actually was going through the motion in terms of like going to church. So when you see that 65% people still feeling disconnected from the Lord and, like don't know if they're spiritually mature or they're growing at all because there's a disconnect, even though they were going to church regularly. So these are regular church goers. And I know a lot of people can resonate with this because there are times it's just like, no, I'm just going, but maybe you're just working. You're not walking with the Lord. Okay. I was working, not walking with the Lord. I would tell you that. I'm not even beating around the bush about that piece. Yeah. So I want to say that. And that was very, very interesting. That was an interesting season. Attending church, reading the Bible, that was okay. And then also too, I'll say occasionally at times too. So I was just working for the Lord, but And my other, the other aspect of the piece that holds so much weight was lacking, which is just, you know, I'll just read the Bible, you know, my Bible reading was just here and there, praying out of habits. And that was something, rather than hunger. When I say praying out of habits, because, okay, this is a routine, I'll just do it. But not praying out of, from a place of like, no, I'm hunger and thirst for the Lord. Like, this is my lifeline. This is what, like, I'm not doing it out of the practices and the habits and the things, right? Like, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't hungry for the word, you know, to pray and do things. I was just doing it. Oh yeah, let's just go ahead and pray. Yeah. So that's real. But despite one of the things I said, despite going through all of that, like doing all of that, all the right things, well, it felt right in a moment, I would say that. I felt spiritually stagnant. Okay. Spiritually stagnant. Just like, ugh, what's going on with me? And then I would say one thing that the Lord reminded me on would be the verse of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 to 14. This is a verse I would say, where the writers of Hebrew, because we know, this debate if the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrew, because he actually wrote 13 books of the New Testament. And we know Romans is one of those books. Anyway, I rest my case on that piece, because we're not about to get into a scholarly argument. I used to be a Bible quizzer, so I used to quiz like the Bible. So your girl loved the Bible, even though I still need to read other parts of the Bible. I rest my case, and I'm in seminary. It is interesting how things are. So yeah, and that was a wake up call for me, honestly, because in that verse, you know, the writer actually rebukes believers for staying on spiritual milk rather than moving forward to solid food. And literally what I was saying, the focus is not trying to grow. They're just like, oh, let me just milk. You know how you have some people who are just like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, they're not taking God serious. Like, God is an option to them. That type of thing. The ones who are comfortable, skinny, and still trying to balance, trying to have two masters at the same time. Trust me, I'm saying this because I've been there. Where you think you are the master strategist, so you can strategize of like, how can you live for the world and also try to live for God? Baby, you're lukewarm. You're lukewarm. Like, stop fooling yourself, because you're not fooling God, because He knows. Trust me, He knows. I'm speaking for experience. The things that the Lord has delivered me from, I'm grateful. We can't talk all, like in Liberia, we say, you know, the thing there is, we can't talk all, okay? I'm just hopefully this is for somebody. Hopefully this conviction's happening. Wake up. Okay. For me, that was a wake up call for me, to intentionally pursue deeper growth. If you notice on the Single and Sewing podcast Instagram page, we've been talking about deepen, right? We're talking about growth. We're talking about soy. I'm just saying that's what you need to follow the Instagram page. As you're listening to the episode, also to share it in your story, attack us. We want to know what's happening. But not just, and you know, deeper growth, and not just like the surface level knowledge. There's sometimes you can have knowledge of something, but it hasn't taken roots in your heart. Right. So there are some people that have head knowledge, and trust me, I have head knowledge about the Bible. I had it for a long time, but I felt like there was a disconnect in terms of it taking root in my heart. But I had to go back to my first love. You see the first love thing? I had to go back to my first love, because He is my first love, and I love Jesus. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I just want to say that just in case. So, but that was my wake up call, though, because, you know, all scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that a man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work, so that a child of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So there's rebuke that comes with this walk that we're walking. In spiritual maturity, be ready for that. To be spiritually mature, be ready for that. If you're not ready for that, then sorry, you're not ready for the work. Okay. If no one can tell you anything, sorry. Okay. Also, to a couple of things I want to say in terms of biblical foundation, things that actually marks spiritual growth, that we, just to give you something to take away from the episode, would be couple of scriptures, like I mentioned, the Hebrews 5 verse 12 to 14, right, where the rebuke, you know, the audience and trying to just stay on milk when they should be actually mature enough to handle, you know, solid food, meaning handle the deeper things, the persecution and things like that. But they're just like hiding, you know, they're just there hiding. When the Lord say, open the door, I want to come in. You kind of snap it a little bit, but it's not fully open because you have something in the other hand. I'm talking to you. yes. So also to spiritual growth kind of comes with, I would say, involve like moving beyond just the basic things, right? In terms of like basic things, I would say just basic things, basics, like just the basic things, salvation, repentance. That's what those are some of the things. Like spiritual growth evolves, like moving beyond the basic. So salvation, repentance, and literally embracing like deeper truth and sanctification, you know, spiritual warfare. This is a piece that people like to shy away from, spiritual warfare, because it's like, what am I supposed to be doing? No, we're talking about war in the spirit. Okay. The Spirit of God is going to lead us into all truth. Please read the text. Anyway, I feel like I came out blazing a little bit, even though I was apologizing for being late to release this episode to you guys. So please, I hope this is a blessing to you. Yeah. And key indicators that you are, you know, spiritually growing, okay, would be your increasement in, you have the increased discernment level, right? So you're able to distinguish, like, you know, between good and evil, right? And that's Hebrews 5 verse 14, if you want to read the text. Another thing I would say also too is your obedience, your consistent obedience to the Lord is also another sign of or indicator of spiritual growth too. So maturity, basically when I say consistent obedience, is the maturity seen in those who don't, who not only like you're just not hearing the word of God, but you're also living it out. That's where you have constant obedience, right? Where you hear the word of God, you don't just hear it and the Lord is saying, move in obedience and you just sit on it. But like you're consistently, when you receive the word of God, it takes roots in your heart and you put action towards it. You're living it out. So like as the songwriter said, daily as I live and as often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. That is Chris Morgan. That's my friend. Daily as I live and as often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. So we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. That's that song. That's what I get daily as I live and as often as I breathe. Anyway, back to basics. the thing we're talking about. Another indicator is spiritual hunger. I say spiritual hunger because we have to be hungry and test for the word of God. I'm just saying we have to. So basically you have the desire, like you desire to know God more intimately, right? Not just for what he can do, but for who he is. Like, man, when I cut that revelation, it's like, no, I'm not just, it's not, it doesn't have to be me going to the Lord just because I want something from him, but because I love him. I love the Lord because I want to spend time with him. You know, because I want to spend time with him. I want to sit with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want him, want to bask in his goodness and his kindness. Like that. Psalm 42 verse 1. And then even when I said consistent obedience, I'll say James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25 also too is another verse to help with that too. So just a couple of things. And also too, as I'm saying this, think about the statistics, right? Like think about the data, what it shows. Like 65% of Christians feel spiritually stagnant. Maybe there's time to war, okay? It can be, you can be drinking milk all the time. Not milk all the time, right? And then even like, but you see the shift though, 40% feeling like they are going through the motion in their faith. Like 40% of those. And you already know also to Lifeway Research 2022, right? They also believe that believers who engage in regular Bible studies, prayer, fasting reported the 42% increase in spiritual clarity and a 35% decrease in anxiety. You see this anxiety thing, eh? Like someone, you know, someone said, somebody watching me is my anxiety. I rebuke that because I don't have any anxiety in Jesus' name. You know, the doctor be prescribing their own medication. And they be taking it back because I don't be going to the pharmacy to take it because that means I'm in agreement and I'm accepting something that the Lord hasn't said is mine. Anyway, I digress. Back to business. So I would say spiritual discipline is not about earning the favor. Well, you know, it's not about earning, you right, favor with God. But I would say it's about aligning, though, our hearts with His will. So I want to say that again, the spiritual discipline, it is not about you earning the favor with God or earning God's favor. Let me put it that way, plain as possible. But it's more about you aligning your will and your hearts with the Lord, right? And the Lord's will. I want to be very specific. Another thing I want to talk about is a research that actually came out in 2021, focused on the family. And it actually said that spiritual growth, I want to say that spiritual growth is a process, not a destination. And I want to say spiritual maturity marked by the fruit of the Spirit, right? So when it comes to spiritual maturity, it's actually marked by the fruit of the Spirit. We all know Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, right? We already know the fruit of the Spirit. But let's say again, maybe for some people who need a reminder, because sometimes I need a reminder, okay? On the first one, which is love. I need a reminder of that every day. Love, joy, peace, patience. The Lord is doing His work. I'm not just saying it for the sake of like, oh, God knows me. He's doing His work. No. Because there's repentance that has to happen in that space. So patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Thank God for the deliverance to have self-control on things in the way I speak, the way I engage with people. Thank God for self-control. Thank God for patience. Oh my God. Thank God for patience. One of my friends told me once that the level of patience you have for people, the level of you love people. I'm like, because you don't really know. God loved me. Like, God loved me despite my mess, despite the things that I've gone through and some of the things that enemy tried to tell me that's who you are because that happened. You know, that spirit of shame that be hovering around, thinking is about to hover around over me forever. I rebuke you as I'm even speaking. Also too, I'll give you an example. When you think about the Bible, there are a couple of biblical examples, not a lot of biblical examples, right? We can see that actually exemplify spiritual growth. And I would say, think about Moses, Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, right? Initially, he was actually hesitant. He was actually fearful, right? But through a consistent encounter with God, right? He became a bold leader. Okay, we have Moses like speaking to people. Moses able to go to Mount Sinai and meet the Lord. Do you know what that took? I would say, yeah, that's an example, right? One of the things I learned from that, they're just reading that passage, is that growth actually requires obedience, right? And even when we actually feel inadequate, right, growth requires obedience. And I'm saying this because, baby, you see the word surrender? Oh, Lord, bless my little heart. Okay. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I don't know why I'm singing, but you get the drill. Okay, another person I want to even mention is the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9, we can see Paul was from being a persecutor to a preacher. Then Paul started transformation was just marked by like just surrender and sacrifice, right? Because he was on his way to Damascus to kill people, like for real. And then see what the Lord did. The Lord did that. And yeah, Paul became radical. He was radical for the kingdom. The man who wrote 13 books of the New Testament that we read today. And the Bible is made up of 66 books. Okay. For people who don't know, who know how many is in the Old Testament, how many is in the New Testament? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you think about that. So that's somebody I would say, right? And then also too, key lesson is that true growth actually requires letting go of the past and actually pressing towards the goal that God has given you, which is to serve him. Honestly, people ask, what's my purpose and stuff? I know there are other things, but your first purpose, you're created for worship. I don't know if we like to tell people this because people think it's too spiritual, but maybe this life we live is a spiritual life. So if you're not inclined and connected with the hope, not just any spirit, the spirit of the true living God, okay? The Holy Spirit that dwells in us. Oh, I did also to dwelling of the spirit in class this spring too. Baby, I'm learning. Oh, your girl is learning. And then the last person I'll mention is Peter, right? From being impulsive, right? Fearful, to being bold and courageous. Peter growth was marked by a lot of things. You know, he failed at it, you know, forgiveness, and it basically the infilling of the Holy Spirit as well, as we can see in Matthew 14, verse 28 to 33. And we also have Acts chapter 2. So that's some tips that I wanted to leave with you all, because as you all know, that is important for me as I bring this platform, or I'm being used to bring this platform to you. I think growth is important. Growth is important for God's kingdom and his glory, right? Spiritual growth, it actually involves a lot of submitting, assembling as well, right? But a leader's, it requires growth of the involving submitting, but it leads to actually a greater purpose and cause for the kingdom of God. I would say that couple of practical steps I would say that will help you, and I do this also too, and I'm going to continue to do it. I just don't want to say something that I don't do, which is daily prayer and meditation. I would say daily prayer, okay. Basically setting some time aside, maybe for 15 minutes or each morning, to pray and meditate on scriptures. Now I say it might not be feasible for everyone because everyone is in a different time zone and work is different. But I'm saying, does that mean you have to wake up early to spend that 15 minutes with the Lord? Maybe that's something you have to consider. That's spiritual discipline, and that comes with spiritual maturity. It helps with that. Another thing, so that's daily prayer. I would say memorizing scripture. You know, the enemy been trying to take away my memorization from scripture, because I used to know scripture from the back of my hand. Like I would just say, oh yeah, this is that, and they started doing it. When I say, stop, wrong household, enemy, you miss your role, right? So start foundational verses that actually speak to identity, that actually speak to your fate. And spiritual growth as well, right? You have Romans 12. I love that. Romans 12, you have 12 verse 2, but Romans 12 is really good. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, but in context, I just want to put that out there. In context, please. And James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 as well. Those are verses, right? Just recite them out loud throughout the day to renew your mind, right? It's always important. And get accountability partner, someone who can hold you accountable. Right? Not someone who's familiar with you that can't tell you what it is. Like, no, someone who is an accountability partner. So find a prayer partner or a mentor or someone who challenges, you know, who can challenge you, encourage you, or hold you accountable in your spiritual journey as well. So there are a lot of people, but be careful who you're sitting underneath. I would just say that. But yeah, I would say that piece too is also something you should think about. Right? Accountability partner, or join a community. There's a community that I think you should join, which is called the Upper Room. Right? I actually serve on the board on the organization. So if you're interested, let me know. Send me a DM. I'll connect you to the Upper Room as well. Right? It's a nonprofit. It's a global organization. So just want to put that little nugget in there. And then fasting as well. Fasting and consecration is always important. Right? So there's another day per month for fasting and focusing on prayer. That's something I'm actually going to be practicing more of, right? before the year runs out, I want to be practicing more of that. Because, you know, I'll pray and stuff here and there. I'll pray stuff. But I think being intentional with that even more per month, like once a month, would be also good. And also, too, I'll say during the time, just seek God for clarity. Just see the Lord for direction and spiritual renewal. Maybe I'm pretty sure the Lord is just like, wants Celia, just go to sleep. Because what? What? That's it's not easy. It is not easy. And I said all of that to say that God loves you. He sees you. He sees your journey. And he knows exactly what season you're in. And he still loves you no matter what the situation is. And I just want to pray for you, right? Father, I thank you that you never leave us when we are, you know, where we are, Lord. You call us to grow, Lord Jesus, to be transformed by the renewal of our minds and to become more like Christ Jesus, more like you. Lord, remove anything that hardens and hinders, right, that is hidden, right, that is hindering. Let me put that again. Hindering my spiritual growth, Lord, and align my hearts with your will, Lord Jesus. Teach me to hunger for your word, Lord Jesus, to prioritize prayer and to live a surrender heart, Lord. Help me to grow in love, faith, and spiritual maturity. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Because what? We can't do this alone, no. We can't do this alone. We're not made to do this alone. A little affirmation that I want to leave with you is that, just to say, tell yourself that you are growing in Christ. So I would say, I am once Leah. I'm growing in Christ. I am not stagnant. I am moving forward. God is renewing my mind and transforming my heart, right? My spiritual growth is not based on circumstances, but on Christ's strength within me. So on Christ alone, okay? In the God alone, in God alone. I will leave this with you. Last part, reflection. Yeah, just reflect, right? Where in your spiritual life do you feel stagnant or stuck? What specific spiritual discipline can you implement this week to foster growth, right? How has God already been working to grow and mature you in this season? Those are three questions. As you listen to this episode, please go ahead and comment below. So if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, leave a comment as well and answer those questions. Where in your life, right? Where in your spiritual life do you feel stagnant or stuck? Question number two, what specific spiritual discipline can you implement this week to foster, right, your growth, your spiritual growth? I want to be specific, right? And how has God already been working to grow and mature you in this season? I know, as always, I love you all. Have a great week. Thank you all for being patient. But please, you know, leave a comment, please. Or even if you're listening on Spotify or other platform, please leave a comment. If you're on Apple, please leave a comment. I want to see if you're being blessed by this, right? Thank you. Bye.